The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
It's been a long time coming.
It's been a long time coming. Welcome to the Probably Podcast stage.
What up?
I know it sounded just like Taylor Swift, but it actually wasn't. It was Kyle Jonas, my lover, best friend, confidant. You guys know him. You love him. The whole city loves him. I'm going to get points docked for my podcast if you keep jangling ASMR in that ice.
Is that what it sounds like?
Just take a big sip.
Okay.
Guys, we're coming to you live from the Probably Podcast studio with truly one of my best friends. And here's the dealio squealio. One thing about Kyle, he always keeps you on your toes, but something about Kyle is that his toes are not okay right now. Kyle, people wonder, you know what? We have a whole conglomerations of things that I wanted to start out with. I don't know which one will segue into which, but they're all flowing nicely because a lot of people were like, what took you so long to get on the podcast? And we can get to that later. There were many road bumps along the way, but
speed bumps,
I thought if he canceled this last one or rescheduled,
That's my favorite word of the week or
if
month.
If he rescheduled this one, I was going to literally cut his throat. And he was like, and he called me and he was like, hey, so I can definitely come. But, and I was like, but, and he was like, but like my gout's flaring up. And I was like, Kyle.
Health and wellness, baby. That's me. Some do a tea.
You know what? Like gout is nothing to play around with. Like it really is it's a serious condition.
Yeah, no, it's horrible.
If you or your loved one suffer from gout, you may be eligible for just like a lot of sympathy from me.
Yeah. And compensation. Like it's horrible.
Compensation.
I'm like limping everywhere. Like a rabbit.
You could hire a lawyer. You could say you got it from something else. Oh, like people like force you to eat really fatty and delicious foods and drink alcohol.
The king's diet, baby, as they say.
That's literally what people get gout from. They literally say it's because you eat like a king.
Yeah, I'm like doing hopscotch everywhere. I can't even walk. Like my foot is literally like throbbing.
King in the Kyle. Worst
way. Yeah, that's me.
King Kyle. So he's got gout. It's flaring up. He's a little bit better, but he was like, I don't want to drink today. And I obviously invited him to stay over for dinner after the podcast. And I was like, I'll cook something. He's like, I can't eat fish and I can't eat red meat. And I was like, cool, chicken and water. Got it. James will be so happy. And then we got here and I was like, Kyle, I'm sorry, but I'm not having you on the podcast. I'm not drinking. So I'm going to have some wine. And he was like, it's okay. I'll just have sparkling water. And then whenever we were sitting here, he looks at me after he's like got on his phone and he was like, okay, actually, can I have some vodka? And I was like, which actually, Kyle doesn't drink vodka. He drinks tequila with me. Always.
Today I die, baby.
So I looked at him and I go, you want some vodka? And he dead ass said, yeah, I just asked my mom. She said I could have some.
because I'm so strict about this stuff because I'm so scared it's going to like do a 360 on me. And literally, I've already experienced so much pain. I really can't do it again. But like, literally, thanks for having me on the Ellen Show. Like, I literally walked in and there's so many cameras. I was like, all right, it's time to call mom, phone a friend. I'm bringing in the forces.
We got to have some alcohol. So we got some vodka, which do you think maybe you have gangrene? Maybe we'll have to amputate your toe.
What is that?
Gangrene.
Like
it's when
you
get
like
infected. No, it's when you get like something infected. People got it in the war all the time because like they got infected, it got gangrene, and then they have to cut their arm off.
No way.
Yeah.
Ew.
I know.
Wait, that could be a thing though.
You could have it.
I mean, I did have a telehealth doc appointment and she literally was talking to me about like my symptoms and she was like, are you sure it's like not like, have you ever been tested? And I was like, no, it's gout, like literally my dad has it. And she was like, are you sure there's not something else wrong with your foot? I'm like, no, I have no cuts, like what can I get cut from? I'm literally in closed toe shoes every single day. I have three outfits.
You are a cartoon character. You have three outfits and he doesn't take his shoes off on the boat, on the water, on the lake, or
three
anything.
Hours. Reduce, repeat, recycle.
Reduce, repeat, recycle. You're doing wonders for the environment. In fast fashion. No fast fashion for Kyle. So he was like, I'm going to have some vodka. And so I'm like, so funny, you're going to have vodka instead of tequila. Okay. And then it reminded me of this time in our lives, beginning of our friendship, where I gaslit the fuck out of Kyle. And I told him that, like, we were out at maybe, I'm sure we were at Tin Roof.
Wait, I think we're at like, yeah, or it was like your apartment before.
Maybe we were pre-gaming before and he was like trying to get vodka. And I was like, Kyle, just have tequila with me. He's like, I don't drink tequila, I drink vodka. And I was like, Kyle, you know what vodka is? Vodka's literally potatoes. And he was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, no, literally. I was like gaslighting him. I was like, you fat fuck, you're just eating potatoes all day fucking long. You need to drink tequila. And he was like, wait, are you fucking serious? And I was like, yeah. Seriously. And he was like, okay, I'm going to switch. And he, like, I don't know, I think you just took my word for it because I just gaslit the shit out of you. And then you fully switched for the rest of your life. You switched to drinking tequila.
No, literally till the day I die. And like, I wouldn't regret one thing about it. But like, I literally have been telling everyone since that day, I've been running like a Rodan Fields pyramid scheme on everyone that I am around because literally I am like vodka is potatoes. Like Tito's is potatoes. Like,
right.
There's no
You guys are eating French fries and cranberry juice.
Well, and then you see all the memes about how tequila's like saving your bones. Like it's milk. So I'm like, I'll take it. It's like maybe I wouldn't have gout if I was drinking tequila.
Do you think, vodka. Do you think vodka is 100% potatoes?
It has to be.
Look at this bottle.
Wait, shut. So it is.
It says 100%
Wait,
potatoes.
So 100%. Yeah, fact check. It is. Wait, so.
Woody Creek, shout out. Not a sponsor. Someone gave me this bottle. Woody Creek, Colorado vodka. It literally says on the front, 100% potato.
Wait, so then how do they like bake the potato?
Kyle.
Like, no, do they bitch. Boil it?
I don't know the specifics. I'm not a scientist.
Well, just
Kyle.
Say potato. So we have some facts to investigate.
I think it's fermented from the juice of a potato. If you are guys are vodka really experts, reach out to me. Also, I don't think you're a fat fuck if you drink vodka. You're just like, you should just drink tequila instead, okay? You're just like drinking potatoes. All right, so people want to know, I always forget how we met. How did we meet? How did you come into my life? I'm so glad you did, but like, where did it come from?
You know what? I remember this exactly.
Where did it
come
from? Where did it go?
Kat and I, Joe. No, I remember literally, I was out, I had just moved here, like, bars in Texas like aren't open till 2, they're only open till 1, so like literally I went out
why?
And like,
did you guys have to go home and do what?
Plow the fields in the morning, nothing else to do.
Got
but
it.
Basically, so like I was like, we were out, we had gone out, it was like literally my very first if not second weekend in Nashville, and literally my world was like spinning because like I never drank in college. Like
oh your world was actually spinning.
No, so I literally was like, I was like, oh my god. So like literally we go to Tin Roof just to like calm down, do like a nightcap, and then peacefully go home in my carriage by Cinderella.
Not even going to Tin Roof to calm down.
Literally, but there was actually no one there. But guess what I saw? A redhead.
Me.
And she was standing at the bar, and I was with a couple of like our mutual friends, and literally I walked up to you. And I remember I introduced, like, you were like, oh, like, did you just move here? And I was like, yeah, like, met them on Bumble BFF, whoever I was with. And it was like a big like ordeal. And like, I think you like actually kind of, maybe you did in the back of your head, you were just being nice. But like, I said I knew you maybe. Yeah. No. You had said like, you're like, oh my gosh, like amazing Bumble BFF. Like you were like intrigued about it or something.
I probably
like
was.
Because
it probably was a very new thing.
It had to have been new. It had to have been new actually.
Because that was a long time ago. It was a very new thing, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. But I mean, it was great. And then Steeplechase. Was the next time I saw you.
Steeple
and then
chase.
From there on, we Steeple flew chase. To the motherland.
We just flew together. We just flocked together. All right. What was your very first impression of me whenever you met me? A lot of people ask this.
Tall.
Okay.
But also, like, I knew one redhead back from, like, Texas, and I don't know if they're, like, fossil fuels or like fossils there, but like there's not a lot of redheads in Texas, and all my Texas people I feel like can maybe vouch for me. If not, then I'll regret this later. But
that is so funny.
I like really like, I mean, I don't know, like I feel like you like definitely stood out and like
you were very put together.
And then basically synonyms were laying out there and I can't get your head get too big, but
gosh,
it was I met you there and then Steeplechase, and then I guess
you didn't want to say I was like funny or like a good person, you're just like
it
tall
was five
and
seconds.
Red hair.
It was 5 seconds and you were actually posting on the bus because we're about to lose service and you're still doing social media, so
I was doing social media for Kristen.
Well, now I can like completely relate.
Oh my gosh, I remember that we were going to Steeplechase and I had to post me, like, so everyone's always like, you know, Kristen was so mean to you guys. I'm like, you guys, I really was bad at my job. Like, I had to post that day and I forgot to vote. I would have been killer at my job had we had that thing that Instagram has now where you can schedule posts. That would have been like amazing, but we didn't. Yeah. So I had to post something at a certain time every day, different times, certain days. And I was like, we're going to lose. Everyone's like, yeah, no service once we get to the field for Steeplechase, which is like a horse race. And I was like, fuck. I was like, oh my God. I was like, this necklace is so cute from day to night. And I'm like, go. And everyone's like raging and like chugging mimosas. And I'm like, sorry, guys, I really have to post about this bracelet. Wow, I was not a good employee. No. Yeah. I made for great TV, though. Can't deny it. Okay. All right.
Titanic
next thing's
2.0.
next. Let's talk about why, Kyle, this is the third attempt on your life and mine for you coming on the podcast.
Because I didn't answer that chain message. That's exactly why, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't answer that text message, chain message from 10, 15 years ago.
Does anyone have someone in their life, an adult, an adolescent, that insists on every holiday sending you one of those very long emoji filled text messages that say, happy Easter. Get your big bunny balls over here to suck this Easter clit. Like, that's literally Kyle Sensos. He's like, I'm bouncing on these bitties eggs. Like, it's literally like so many emojis, so many dicks, so many words about cum and jizz. And it's like, and you'll have 8 years of bad dick sex if you don't respond to this Easter bunny bussy. Like, it's so crazy. And I'm, he sends them every fucking holiday.
Leave the conversation.
Every time.
Send and leave. Evaporate.
And I'm like, Kyle, if you send me one fucking more of these. And he's like, ah, did you reply? The bunny's gonna get you if you don't. Yeah. And I'm always like, okay, Kyle. Yeah, he's that person in my life that sends those chain mail messages. Okay, so one time he was supposed to come on the podcast and he didn't, because I'll give you this. Kyle is a very sensitive person, actually. Like, I know everyone thinks he's funny. And he's like,
I hate to admit it, but I'm horribly sensitive.
You are, and that's okay. We can be sensitive.
Talk bad about me or anything. Looking at you guys out there.
Don't you fucking say one word about Kyle.
Literally like a PSA. Please.
Seriously, if you hurt his feelings, I'll break your fucking neck. Okay, so anyways, I get it. It was the day after. We were so excited to record a podcast after going to the Eras Tour together. And
best time ever.
Best time ever. But then the whole Eras Tour gate. TikTok gate happened for both of us. I was like, this fantastic cool podcast about it. He was like, I am deeply, deeply upset about this. Yeah, and
like,
I
post-concert depression to like 100. Usually I'm just sad because I'm not there. I was sad for multiple reasons.
And I was like, okay, 100%, you don't have to come to the podcast. And then another time he did some weird scheduling conflict. And then another time you're like, you can't come. Anyways, it's like the fourth time.
Time management.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Under me.
All right, let's talk about how you are one of the long lost Jonas Brothers. Do you guys want to know something funny about Kyle? Kyle's family has a company that's literally called the Jonas Brothers, blah, blah, blah. Like, in Texas, yeah. He has this. And when I first met him, he was wearing these shirts that said, like, the Jonas Brothers, but you could tell it wasn't a Jonas Brothers con. Because if you asked me, I'd be like, yeah, of course, he's a huge Jonas Brothers fan. Like, I'm sure. But I was like, where is that t-shirt from? He's like, it's my dad's company. I was like, haha. And I was like, he's like, no, seriously. And their company's been around
for like ages, like literally
way longer,
like,
than.
Yeah, it's ancient. Like,
the actual Jonas Brothers.
Because like growing up, like.
Aren't they from Texas?
Yeah. So they're from like Dallas, Fort Worth area, which is completely ironic. But
wait,
like,
did you guys ever think about suing them?
Okay. No, but like literally could be onto something great. But I will
say, the time is now. How are you gonna afford all your gout medication?
Okay, so never mind. We skipped dinner. We just called the lawyers and everything.
I used to be a paralegal.
Good skill.
You need to get out of a timeshare. I could help you out.
Could possibly need one. But what I was gonna say was, like, growing up, like, we would always get, like, fan mail to, like, our company.
No.
So, like, yeah, we get posters, Sharpies, all the things. Because people would see, like,
in
literally
Texas.
The ads and stuff. Yes. And we'd get it sent. And, like, I was too young still to, like, really know, like, who the Joe Bros were until, like, I think I hit, like, middle school. So, like,
yeah.
I never knew it. But, like, literally that loads and piles of literally fan
so
mail.
Funny. Oh, my gosh. You should have, like, signed some back and pretended you were their cousin.
Honestly, if I was old enough, I definitely would have. And
who was the other brother?
Joe, Kevin, Nick, Frankie.
Frankie. Poor Frankie.
Vanderbilt's very own. Or Belmont, actually. Wow.
Oh, he went to Belmont.
Yeah.
What's the deal? Why wouldn't they let him in? He was just too young. He was like a baby.
Don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Oh, you don't know? You're not like a Jonas Brothers super fan?
No. I love them, but like I literally don't know like two or... I mean, maybe he got like shipped. I don't know.
What did you grow up watching? What's our age difference? I'm 30. You're...
29, baby.
Oh my god, why do I feel like you're like 4 years younger than me?
Wait, really? I've always thought that you were like literally the same age.
Well, and we are.
Well, I mean, yeah.
What year did you graduate high school?
But I feel like 2013.
You guys, I swear we're friends. Okay, I graduated in 2012.
I just said like 2017. I always say that, like college years.
Okay, so what did you grow up watching? Like I was a big Disney Channel girl until Disney Channel got cut off at my house because cable got taken away. It was really weird. And then Nickelodeon. But then Nickelodeon got taken away.
Lizzie McGuire, like That's So Raven.
Oh yeah, I love.
I'm trying to think.
Did you watch Wizards of Waverly Place?
I actually did not really like
me
it.
Either.
I didn't like that, and I didn't like Phil of the Future.
Oh, I loved Phil of the Future. What about
and
you?
And Even Stevens. I only liked the movie. I did not like the show. I don't know. I could
Kyle.
Never get on it. Like Tawny, Brawny.
Beans.
And people say that I look like him. No, I'm not kidding. I have seen, I've got tagged in posts of people saying, at Kyle Jonas, like, your celeb lookalike, which, thank you for thinking of me, but that secondly, not no, like, your celeb. Save the post. Yeah.
That's
like,
not your celeb lookalike. Not. Do you know who, that's Repulsive. Your celeb nickname, though. I'm going to start calling you
Beans.
Beans.
I do love bacon, so.
That's true. Maybe big piggy like boy. You loved, he raised pigs. 50-50. So, you love and hate pigs.
Yeah.
If you like bacon. Okay, so. Do you know who I get all the time in my DMs that you look like? Everyone always messages me this.
Neville.
No. Oh, my
I
God.
I get that these one, are, too. I get
these are terrible lookalikes.
No, it's actually really, it's really bad.
Those are not your lookalikes. People tell me all the time that you look like Zach Bryan.
Wait, I'll take it.
It's always in my DMs.
Was it
like,
he
looks
stagecoach?
Like DMs. He looks like DMs. I mean, he looks like Zach Bryan.
I was dressed like it then.
No, not at Stagecoach.
That is actually wild.
It was recently.
Yeah, no, it's I mean, I'll take
your,
it.
Your facial hair.
What? I shaved.
Did you shave for the podcast?
Mm-hmm. Sure
That's did. So kind. Guys, I've been obsessed with this brand for so long now. Basically, since I found it, I've been obsessed because picture this. Cashmere, silk, all of these luxury essentials, but at unbeatable prices. Okay, so Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. Okay, we want cashmere that we can afford, honey. We want silk we can afford. And they really do have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. That's right, I'm not kidding. Organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. I love their silk dresses. And timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. But the best part is Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than the similar brands. And this is by partnering with Top Factor. So this is like their secret sauce, right? Quince cuts out the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And I love this about them. They only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices with premium fabrics and finishes. So fast fashion, that's not what this is. This is genuinely ethical, which I love. Okay, so I've gotten some of their cashmere sweaters. They have this blue color that's divine. I have it in a camel color. I just love it. You cannot beat the feel of cashmere. But like I said, I'm never trying to pay cashmere prices. So Quince has them for affordable prices. I love their 100% washable silk slip dress. I have it in a champagne color, and I also have it in like a forest green color. Let me tell you guys, which is also really nice if you put the cashmere sweater over it. But since when is silk washable? Like, I love Quince for so many reasons, but honestly, just being able to indulge in affordable luxury is so, so nice because, guys, you know, this is a finance podcast. So go to quince.com/probably for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/probably to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/probably. All right.
New razor and all.
Let's talk about how you grew up. And one thing you guys don't realize about Kyle is he is a manly man, okay? He loves watching sports. He loves watching sports. He loves going and doing outdoorsy things. He's a country boy, you guys. He was born and raised in Texas. If you met his parents, his mom and aunt are like salt of the earth, amazing people. And then his dad literally wears like a 10-gallon hat. He's like a cowboy in Texas. Yep. And Kyle grew up showing and raising pigs. Let's talk
FFA,
about it.
Baby. Future farmers of America.
I obviously had that.
No.
I had that. Did you grow up to be one? No, but you could be. You could still be.
I could do it as like a hobby. I think people still do it. I'm actually not kidding. I think.
You think people still farm?
No. Well. No.
Yeah. Yeah, Kyle. A few people are still farming. Yeah, no.
To each their own.
Everyone's out there just doing it as a hobby, but like we're somehow still have grocery stores.
Couldn't have been like complete opposite, but yeah, here we are. Raise pigs.
Do you miss? What did you do to show pigs? What constituted a really good show pig? Like, what was a winning pig looking like? What was it doing other than like?
So this is the part where like I should like phone my dad, phone a family member. No, I truly after doing it for so long, they all just got so big to where like I think there's like, this is so weird, but like cuts of the pig, like there's like different like sections. I don't know.
But I thought you were showing them while they were alive.
Yes, but like it's like the thigh and it's like the like they're like poised and like how they stand and like you get the little whip and like you can take the eye off the judge. Like it was like literally like
you can't. Sorry.
No.
Sorry, hold on.
It was like teachers while you're taking like tests, they just stare at you the whole time and you have to stare at them and just like go like that.
You can't take your eye off. You can't take your eye off. You can't take your eye off the judge.
Some pancakes.
But you have to whip, like do the little whip towards the pig and stare at the judge at the same time.
Yes. And then now, which was way before my time, I can't make any promises, but there's no way that I would have gotten like, have you seen the horse, like the stick horse of people doing like obstacle courses?
Would you have done that?
I think I actually would have.
I think you would have been into it.
I don't take anything back about the pig showing, but like definitely doing like cute little obstacles courses with like, a little, like,
stick horse. Do you think you, growing up and just like figuring out yourself and stuff, like, do you think you'll ever be a Furby?
Absolutely not.
A furry.
Furby. I love Furbies, but no, absolutely not. Ew, that's like gross. I didn't even know what that was until like 2 years ago. Like literally disgusting.
All right, Kyle, let's
you're into it.
If you're into it, then you are still fucking weird. Okay. Work-life balance. Everyone wants to know how you do it. And I'm here to tell you guys, fucking Kyle doesn't have a work-life balance. Kyle is working 24/7. I will give that to you because everyone just sees us having fun and drinking.
Should we take a sip?
Yeah, let's take a sip on that note. Everyone just sees us having fun and drinking and like living our best lives. Down. And Kyle is the most social person I know. But one thing about Kyle, he's always working. Like one time I got so mad. It's rare that I get mad at Kyle because he's really fucking hard to stay mad at. Especially with like the 16th time he rescheduled this podcast. I was like, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. And I was like, that'll get him. But realistically, like it's just so hard to stay mad at him. But one time I was pretty angry because you invited me to Bar Taco to go have a lunch. And I was like, perfect. And we sat down and we ordered margaritas and they came and then we ordered food. And we had not been there for less than 5 minutes. And you got up. You're like, hold on, I have to take this work call. And I was like, oh my God, he's always on a fucking work call. He walks away. He's on the call for, I would say, 45 minutes.
And this was like a weekend.
45 minutes. Guys, I was like, I am so angry. Like, why did I fucking come here? I can be at a restaurant by myself, but he's always working. We're all working every day to try to find that balance. So
for sure.
You could just work a little bit harder.
No, I probably should.
But you grind your dick off. I really appreciate that about you. If Kyle's boss is listening, he's incredible.
Thank you.
All right, let's get down.
Stars in the folder.
Oh man, you know what we should talk about? We both didn't drink until we were 21.
Wait, you didn't either?
I didn't drink until I was 22. Haha, beat ya.
Wait, you did beat me.
No.
Wait, I always thought that I was the oddball out.
I didn't drink until I moved to Nashville. Oh my God, James signed Kyle up for the Coach James Club. And then James was like, right, so Kyle just hasn't even opened the program. It shows me he hasn't opened it once.
I'm taking time away. Self-care time.
Take some self-care time, babe. Yeah. Get your gout healed. Come back stronger than ever.
Truly, let's hope.
Come back. They don't call him the comeback kid for nothing.
There we go.
Okay, yeah, so I didn't drink until I was 22. You know what's so funny? I don't know if I've told this story in the podcast before. If I have, fucking sue me. But I didn't start drinking until I was 22. And the way that when people like didn't understand that I didn't drink, so I didn't drink in high school, I didn't drink in college. And then I go to Nashville and I like I'm obsessed with this boy. And this boy happens to be a bartender. Spoiler alert. And I was like, yeah, I don't drink. But I didn't drink for any like moral reasons. You know what I mean? Like I was just like so afraid to get like drunk.
Same. Wait, no. Okay, yeah.
Is that why you didn't drink?
Yes, I was horrified. Like because you like hear stories about people like getting like punished and like putting like vodka and like
punished
like putting like vodka in bushes and then the bushes die and like stuff like that and then like they get caught like I don't know like and everyone like running away from cops and stuff. I was like, I was so horrified.
Go back to the putting vodka in the bushes and the bushes die. You mean pouring it on the plants?
Like I mean like if like
you know what,
take with that what you will.
We're gonna move on from that, but I just need you to know that you said that. Okay, no, I agree. All my friends were like getting hammered in high school and throwing up, and
the
then
Sonic
all my
slushies,
yes,
and Four Logos,
yes, and then they were all just like they were acting up, you know what I mean, like they were just like doing things I didn't want to do. And I was like, so I think you and I both have a bit of a control thing. Like we're the people that always want to. This is not to do with drinking, but this is to do with like wanting to drive to an event or something so that we could like leave when we want to leave. Yeah. Like I don't ever like, and now you don't really have to worry about that because you could always Uber, but like I always like being in control of myself, not other people, but myself. And so I think you're like that. And so I was just afraid too. I was just like, same. If I get drunk, I'll take all my clothes off and tell everyone my deepest, darkest secrets and run around naked.
Well, and so that's what I thought it was. I thought it was like a vortex of like you drink once of alcohol and you lose complete feeling of everything, anything, you know, because everyone's like going around like
being crazy,
T and Tamara in like high school are like,
yeah, literally.
Like, I like that freaks me out. So like,
so what, when did you drink for the first time?
21. And this is actually like kind of cool. I mean, yeah, Vegas 21st birthday. It was like cute. It was like the countdown. My parents were like so happy to bring me to Vegas. And like
you went with your parents for your first birthday.
Yeah. And I got in like one of like my friends back in like college, but like literally went and then like took a gummy bear shot. And like guess what I was ordering the whole weekend?
Vodka cranberry.
No, I was ordering a half shot of Malibu with Dr. Pepper.
Wait, rum and like a rum and Coke.
Yeah,
but like, rum and Dr. Pepper. That's not that weird. And that's it, my brother still
but
drinks
I was
that.
Doing half a shot, like 21. Everyone's
producer
like
Courtney
body
loves
shots.
Producer Courtney loves Malibu.
My so queen.
Don't Wait. Throw too much shade.
No, I she do loves like it. A sweet I haven't beverage. Taken forever. I mean, I went from that to vodka Sprite.
When we go to certain restaurants, Courtney and I, if I see something on the menu that's like double chocolate dipped coconut swirl strawberry fucking daiquiri, I go, Courtney. And she goes, yes. She was like, that's mine. And every time Courtney orders one, I go, that looks really good. She's like, want a sip? I'm like, I want a sip. I want to try a sip.
Fat Tuesdays also is like really good.
Oh,
I
didn't
realize. I like,
where are those at though?
It's like, it's usually, well, actually, New Orleans. Have them. Yes. And then they also have them in Vegas. Like the last night we were there, I remember getting one. I like did like the dairy, like a Dairy Queen, like flip over being like,
did it stay? It
good? Yeah. It was amazing.
Let's talk about, we didn't drink till we were 21, whatever. Yeah. Fun. Cool. But oh, I was going to tell you why I drank tequila. And I don't know if I told this story on the podcast before, but basically I moved to Nashville, didn't drink, was not planning to drink. And then I like fell in love with this boy that I'm like, I'm obsessed with you. And he was a bartender. And I was like, perfect, cool. Like, I don't think I even ever told him I didn't drink. I literally think I was like so obsessed with him that the second he was like, what do you, well, here's to be fair. Did you ever fake drink growing up? I fake drinked. I would say I wanted to drink and then I would just like not drink it.
In college, I would do like the shot thing. But like right. Other than that, I like,
no, not I even, like- I would just make sure I'll have a blank and then I would just like hold on to it, nurse it all night and not drink it. So I remember I was like, he was like, what can I get you to drink? And I was like, we'd already met outside of him being a bartender. But then he was like, you should come by when I'm working. I was like, cool. So I like went by. There was this bar called South. Were you here when South was a thing?
Shannon, I moved here 2-3 maybe weeks after it closed. And it's like the, like,
you really missed out.
Yeah, I have the worst look in America. Like, I have the worst look in America. I would have lived there. Like, I've heard you would have. I still hear them. Like,
the South
I
stories.
Literally would have, like, slept in the bunk.
Lived in Nashville pre-2016. When did you move here?
2018, 17.
Yeah, if you lived here in like 2016, 15, 14, like you would have been at South. It's on a memory. It's not there anymore, but it was amazing. Anyways, he worked there, and I was like, he's like, what can I get you to drink? And I was like, what are you guys drinking? And he was like, tequila soda. I was like, same. He was like, really? And I was like, yeah. Yeah. And this was actually pre-tequila having its PR moment where tequila like shot up and everyone loves tequila like just by itself. This was like pre that. So I was like, yeah, I'll have a tequila soda. And he's like, cool, cool, cool. And I was like, cool, 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 cool. And I remember I like took a sip and I was like, oh my gosh. But I was like, whatever. And then I didn't drink it. And then I like faked drinking for probably about a month. And then one day I was with my roommate at the time. And I think I must have accidentally taken too many sips of something by accident, and I felt like buzzed, and I explained my feeling to her. I was like, wait, something. She's like, you're buzzed. And I was like, oh, wait, this is so fun. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, what if I drank more? She was like, try. And I was like, okay. Oh, and then I just like drank more and drank more. And then I was like, wait, I'm having so much fun. And she was like, I know. And I didn't take all my clothes off, run around and tell all my secrets. So I was like, fun. But that's how I basically started drinking, by accident and then also on purpose. But then I started really drinking, right? And then I was dating the bartender, and then he was like always pouring me nice tequila shots. Yep. And then I go back home, and I go back home for like Christmas or something. And all my friends are like, oh my God, we saw on Snapchat, because we were still on Snapchat at the time. We saw on Snapchat you drink now. Like, are you actually drinking? Like, we saw you like for real taking shots. And I'm like, no, I drink now. They're like, oh my God. And so we were still 21, right? So we go back home, or 22. Yeah, we were 22. We go back home for Christmas, and my girlfriends are like, well, let's go out. I'm like, cool. My friends are still ordering at 22, like Malibu and Cokes or like cranberry vodkas, like whatever. And they were ordering, because we all had no money, they're ordering like well drinks, whatever. So we go back, and I'm like, I had no money at the time, but like I must have saved up my money for this, I don't know. But like we go out, and they're like, so what do you want? And I was like, oh, I'll just do probably like Casamigos on the rocks. And they were like, bitch, what the fuck? They're like, now that you drink now, what are you gonna have? And I was like, yeah, Casamigos on the rocks. They were like, what the fuck?
Mythbusters, baby.
Yeah. And I was like, I'll just shoot it. And they were like, what the fuck? You went from 0 to 100 real fucking quick. And I was like,
wait, that's
yeah.
amazing.
And all my friends were like, you were so funny, you didn't drink anything, you just went straight tequila. And I was like, that is my personality summed up.
Wow. Stuck with you.
It stuck with me, and here we are. We're not drinking potatoes, we're drinking tequila and wine. All right, James and I aren't really like super picky or anal about too many things, but one thing that we will not waver on is our sheets. We are so crazy about our sheets. We just want them to be the most cozy, softest things ever. So imagine literally the softest sheets you've ever felt. And now imagine them getting softer with every wash. Because right, that doesn't happen. That's not a real thing. But it is a real thing when you buy Boll & Branch sheets. And with Boll & Branch sheets, you can discover this new level of softness. In a recent customer survey, okay, 96% of people said that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every single wash. Like, That's tried and true, baby. And I'm a part of that 96% because it really is crazy. The more you wash them, the softer they get. The sheets are made from the rarest 100% organic cotton in a buttery and breathable weave that gets softer and softer over time. Like I said, and you can feel the difference. They got a 30-night worry-free guarantee. It is amazing. Honestly, if you were looking to buy a new set of sheets for a guest room so that everyone is obsessed with you, this is the thing, because they're also really not that expensive. Like, they're very, very affordable, but it feels like the most luxury quality you've ever seen. So you feel the quality immediately. It's breathable. I cannot stand when sheets are like suffocating you, and these are not that. They're soft yet really breathable. Like I said, they get better after every wash, and we're just sleeping better. Like, you know when you're just sleeping so good because your sheets and your whole bed is just so cozy? It's like a cloud. They have so many colors, by the way. Like, they genuinely have, we just go with white because I get spray tans, so I like to bleach them. But whatever color you want, they have it. It is loved by millions of sleepers. Guys, they have over 11,000 reviews, so that speaks for itself. And like I said, it comes in 13 versatile colors, all sizes. It is designed for incredible sleep for all sleepers. And my favorite thing is that it's made without toxins. All right, so it's free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and all those other harsh chemicals that I cannot pronounce. So to fit the deepest of mattress, they are labeled with top and bottom tags. Guys, that's such a game changer. Like, you can see which part is the top and which is the bottom, so that when you're making your bed, it's so much easier. But if you guys want to sleep better at night with the softest sheets ever from Boll & Branch, then get 15% off your first order when you use promo code probably at bollandbranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, bollandbranch.com. Code probably. Exclusions apply. See site for details. You guys, people were asking, a lot of people were saying, like, what are some of your favorite memories about each other, like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, it's so hard when you get asked that question. Like, if you asked me and Taylor that question, we would both be like, even though we of course have 1,000 memories together, it's just like a hard question. And so anyways, if you were on this podcast once a week, we could always tell funny stories, but when you just like try to vaguely think of them all. But then Kyle was like, oh, don't you remember my favorite story about you? And I was like, no. And then he said, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so basically we were at Tin Roof and we were just having fun. Did you have a perm?
Did I have a perm?
I'm almost positive you did.
No, I've never had a perm in my life.
I think it was actually, like, something long.
I had a perm in middle school, but it didn't work out.
I just remember it, like, super curly.
Maybe I just curled my fucking hair that day, Kyle.
Maybe. Okay. Well, I was like, I definitely was in La La Land. But anyways.
It was probably when I had a head full of weave. Because remember, I just took my weave out in COVID. So I probably had a bunch of extensions in. It was always like long and really curly.
Actually, yeah, that probably makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Favorite story. Sorry. Went off the rocks there. But basically, I remember we were at Tin Roof and we were just like drinking, hanging out, and like a few hours go by and this girl like walks up to you. And I literally thought Shannon was like pressing for life alert. I like literally turned around and I thought, like, have you guys seen that? Like, have you seen the meme of like a potato flew around? Like, no. You remember that on TikTok? It was like trending. Courtney, no. Do you?
A potato flew around.
And it was like, I'll show you after this, but basically it was like a spinning potato. And literally, I just remember like looking, like, I remember ordering or something, and I turned like literally to like my left, and you were just getting like rocked like a skip it.
So this girl, I'll tell you from my point of view, I was getting rocked like a skip it. Here's the thing. People ask me all the time, and I'm not saying I'm fucking Madonna or anything, but like, Nashville's a small town. Like, I know that like people follow me on Instagram, whatever. And people ask me all the time on questionnaires, on Q&As and stuff on Instagram, like, do you mind when people come up and talk to you? You guys, literally, I love it. Like, me, my ego, please say hello. Like, if you see me out, say hi. It's literally my favorite thing in the entire world. And I actually genuinely love meeting you guys. And so I mean that.
I will say, you do have like the nicest like supports. Like, I'm always like super blown away. Not that I never
wasn't, got,
but like, it is
meanest
truly the best.
Trolls and the nicest supporters. Yeah. Like, there is like, for every, you know, bad thing that said, there's just the nicest human out there. So for that, I'll always be thankful. And so everyone is always so kind that comes up to me. So yes, please come up to me and say hello. I would literally love nothing more. Again, I know I'm not fucking Beyonce, but yes, I love that. Anyways, some people do not have any, you know, alcohols involved. We're at Tin Roof, I'm sure. But like, some people just don't have. I wonder if this girl remembers this. I wonder if she has her story and she's like, yeah, that Shannon Ford girl. So anyways, audience. What audience? Can we phone a friend? So anyways, sometimes people just don't have social like awareness of people's like boundaries. And I just don't think in general you should ever like really like, I love hugs. I love all that stuff. But like, I don't know.
Yeah.
This girl came up to me and she was like, oh my God, something, 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 something. She was like already like really in my face. And I was like, oh, hi, blah, 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 blah. And then she's like, da, 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 da. And then she goes like this. She's like, oh my God, I love your hair. She didn't do that. She was just like, and I love your hair. And like put her hands like not that aggressively, but like put her hands like in my hair and was like, I love your hair.
Full like Maybelline.
Yeah. And I don't know, maybe some drinking was involved for me. Maybe I was just like, I don't like to be touched. And I just thought to myself, you know what maybe would make her be like weirded out and kind of realize what she just did? I'll just do it back to her.
Two wrongs make a right, baby.
And so I just grabbed my hand and I put it in her hair, like really in her hair. And I was like, no, I love your hair. She was, by the way, very taken aback. And I just looked at her and she was like, yeah, well, anyways. And I was like, yeah.
Tug of war.
Yeah, we just, like, no, I love your hair. No, I love your hair. The funniest part about that is not that I put my hand in this girl's hair and she put her hand. Listen, I know there's a lot of people, like culturally, there's certain rules about not touching people's hair, but I think let's just touch no one's hair. Like, let's just not put our hands in anyone's fucking hair that you don't know. Yeah. And yeah. So anyways, I just remember looking over at Kyle and Kyle's face was so red and his eyes were so big and he was like,
I had no idea what was going on. I was literally about to like flee. I was like Paul Revere, the British girl. Like, I was so like literally about to like freak out. I had no idea what was going on. I was horrified.
To this day, Kyle loves to be like, remember that time that girl was like, I love your hair. Yeah. And you were like, I love your hair.
It was like a back and forth, y'all. It was like literally.
If you're out 10, there and 15, you're listening to like, this, yeah. I'm sorry. I just didn't want to be touched. And I thought maybe a good response was showing you what it felt like to be touched. Anyways. You were a lovely girl. She was a very nice girl.
She was very nice.
She was really nice. And I think she was like, when I did that back to her, she was like, what the fuck? And then I was like, that's what I wanted. I wanted her to be like, what the fuck? And for me to be like, see, you did that to me, though. What the fuck? Okay,
she
anyways.
She was a hairdresser.
You know what, Kyle?
Everyone has their thing.
Maybe she was a hairdresser. Maybe she was a hairdresser.
So interesting.
All right, it's time, Kyle. It's time. Mm. We're at minute 35. It's time to get to the Taylor Swift of it all. Should
I
we drink
it for this?
So Kyle is,
but not really,
quite literally, obviously he's not like the number one fan of Taylor Swift. Like, I know that there's someone out there that's like a wackadoodle dandy that's like following her air miles and like crazy stuff, but like on the scale of like normal Swifties, if you were to put all the really normal cool Swifties in a room, you're up there. Like, Kyle,
wait, that's so nice of you to say.
No, you are. Like, Kyle knows so much about Taylor Swift. He is genuinely so obsessed and loves her
so
much.
Super involved
with like her fan club and stuff.
Yeah.
So Kyle, a couple questions I got asked were, there's this photo, we'll insert it here if you're watching on YouTube, there's this photo of Kyle at the 1989 tour when Taylor Swift still did meet and greets. She doesn't do meet and greets anymore because once you get to a certain level of, you know, celebrity, you just don't do them anymore. And it's a photo that I myself, as one of his best friends, I thought it was photoshopped forever. It's Kyle holding, it was when Taylor was like very thin. It was her very, very thin era. And she was, you were holding her like a baby. Like, you were literally holding her in your arms like a baby, and you were, and she was going like, ah, and you were like, ah. And I, of course, thought it was obviously photoshopped because he's literally cradling Taylor Swift in his arms. And one day I think I said something like, something, yeah, photoshopped. And he was like, what? No, I was there. I went to her meet and greet. And like, that's a photo of us and I'm holding her. And I go, Kyle, that is not a real photo. And he was like, yes, it is. And whenever I obviously believed him, I was like, how did you get her? What did you say? How did that interaction happen? And how many times have you met her? Just that once?
Just once. Yeah. No, that was actually
the day
insane.
You met her, you held her.
Yeah, no. Like, it was like wild because I just like remember it was in Dallas and I was still in college and I went with like a bunch of like close friends and like literally we made like a whole weekend out of it. It was like the best time. You met Ambry, right?
Yeah.
So she was with me. And like I remember being like taken back and like literally being like, what? Is actually like I was like freaking out, like I literally thought I'd like won like Jeopardy. I was like so happy, like jumping, like Price is Right, like literally just thought I like won like a car, like any like whatever. So I go back and like literally they like get us all situated and so we just like go.
Did you buy meet and greet tickets?
No.
What do you mean?
It was from like literally like Tumblr. So it was like,
what?
It was from, yeah, so
break
like,
it down.
Yeah, so basically I would post like on Tumblr and stuff of just like, it was like in between. It was right around, like, Red Ended 1989 era and, like, literally would, like, post stuff, like, Tagger and stuff, like, getting, like, the CD, like, super cute. Like, literally, it was, like, me and, like, my friends would always do it. And so I remember getting, like, a DM, like, a year before and, like, it was just, like, the...
You got a DM on Tumblr?
No, on Twitter, actually. It was, okay. Like, from, like, Taylor Nation and they, like, reached out. And, like, they just, like, asked, like, if I was going to a show or whatever. Told them I was going to Dallas, like, a year later. Literally... literally we go, I hadn't heard one thing. I'm literally like in our hotel room, like we just gotten back from like lunch, like the day before the show. And I get like a call and literally like answer. And it was like, hey, like we see like you're a great fan. Like would love for you to come back, like meet Taylor or whatever.
Did you think it was a scam?
Actually, like surprisingly, like no, because I literally like, was like, real. I was like, I have like, this is
and
like,
she did
I
this.
I mean, I could have like, yeah, I got kidnapped for all that.
But
I know.
You knew she did this for her fans and stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And so like, literally went back and like literally talked to her. Like it was like the cutest thing ever. Like it was like,
so it wasn't a meet and greet, it was like just like a personal thing.
Yeah. Like no, no, guys, it was awesome. It's literally like the number one like moment of my life. Like
so
I will
it
never
wasn't
forget it.
Like you were in line at a meet and greet, you like got a special moment to go backstage. Yeah. And meet.
No, no, no. And it was like, it was truly the most iconic thing ever. And like she, yeah, like it was wild.
What'd
like,
you guys talk about?
Basically, like, I talked about, like, college. I talked about, like,
she
had, like, a bandage on her hand, like, that day or something. So, like, she had talked about, like, how she had, like, slid it on, like, a olive oil, like, jar or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Literally, I, like, it's all ingrained in my head. Forever. Truly the best day of my life. But, yeah, I talked to her, like, literally back and forth. Like, super personal, like, back and forth. Like, it was so truly the greatest thing.
My brain always thought there's no way she'd let you pick her up and hold her, because I thought you were just standing in line at a meet and greet. And like, you know where they kind of like, go photo.
Oh my gosh, that'd be like bold.
That's why I was like, you're wild as fuck. Okay, so after you got, you know, established a rapport with her, then you were like, can I hold you like a baby?
So yeah, we just talked. And then I was like, so I actually wanted to like scoop her up and like, just be like, just like hold her like, or actually,
that
no,
is
no,
what
that's,
you did.
No, 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 going back. Vice versa. Okay, so I wanted to get on my back, like do like a piggyback pose or whatever, because I saw something with like her and Andy Grammer, and I was like, oh, this is cute. And so I remember that, and I was like, oh, like
do that.
Ask her. And then she literally was like, well, she was like wearing like a jumpsuit, like or something, and she was like, I don't want to like rip this. Like, can you just like pick me up? Kyle never works
she
out.
Asked
never
you
lifts
to pick
a
her
weight.
Up.
Never does anything. I'm
she
like,
wanted
yeah, like literally
you
the
to
moment.
Pick her up.
Yeah. And then like, could have done squats with her. Like, literally.
No, honestly.
James would have been so happy if I knew him back then.
Oh my God, your adrenaline's pumping so hard. You just pick her up and you just fucking toss her.
It was like literally like that swim game, like colors.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's what, that you guys,
red,
in the photo,
blue.
That's how he's holding her. Like, he's about to dunk her head and go, color, red, blue, like, it's crazy.
Maroon, flip.
Flip. red.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are a huge fan. I'm a huge fan. You're a huger fan. Anytime I have a question about Taylor Swift, I'm always like, wait, who the fuck is this about? Because I know Kyle is like in the thick of it. So I'm always like, what the fuck is this about? And he always knows.
Into
so,
the thick of it.
Into the thick of it. Into the thick of it. Me and Kyle's favorite things to do together, when people are like, what are your crazy stories? What are your favorite memories? I'm like, our favorite memories are us just driving and scream singing Taylor Swift together. Like, that's
1,000%.
I'll be like, do you want to go for a ride? And he'll be like, yeah. And we'll just drive around wasting gas singing. It's not a waste, because it's genuinely,
we soak it up,
the most fun time of our lives. And it's therapy, and we just scream sing. Or sometimes we'll come over here, we'll drink wine,
it's so fun,
and then we'll just scream sing Taylor Swift as well. And then James is like, oh my god, that again. And then we're like, yep, it's our time to shine. Guys, the most important thing to me on any platform I have, no matter what, is to be transparent with you guys about my feelings, okay? And here's the thing. I feel like I've always done a good job sharing not just the highs, but the lows too. And if you guys have listened to this podcast at all, then you know I've had some really low points at times, okay? So now I'm stronger and better for them. But regardless, they still happen to me and they still affect me and who I am. And the number one thing I cannot suggest enough, therapy. Now, you might not think you need it, but I promise you, it will make you feel so fulfilled after you do it. But I get it. It's daunting. It's a daunting task to try to find a therapist. I have so many friends who have honestly just given up on the search because it can take forever, and then they feel uncomfortable when the therapy is supposed to be the exact opposite of that. But you got to find the right person for you, right? It's like dating. You just got to find your match. So it's such a personal preference, and I personally have used Talkspace to find my therapist because it is exactly the tool that you need for finding the right professional for you. Now, it was convenient to speak to them online, and I can take my therapy sessions from the place that I feel the most comfortable, which is my own home. I love that. I love how my therapy sessions are online and at the ease and comfort of a space that I actually want to be in. Not to mention the affordability of it all. Now, do we all need helping hand? Yes, but can we all afford it all the time? Not always. So that's why Talkspace is so passionate about making therapy accessible to everyone. They even have a policy that allows you to cancel and get a prorated refund for any unused time should you need to. So a lot of people wait until something really bad happens to decide to get therapy, but I am here to tell you that therapy is truly the most cathartic thing that I've ever given to myself, and we should all be doing it at all stages and phases in our lives. So therapy can help you shift your perspective, find tools to cope in difficult times, and frankly, just be a guiding light. Talkspace can help with any specific challenges that you might be facing, and it's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, and so much more. So as a listener of this podcast, you will get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/probably. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/probably to get $80 off your first month and show your support for Probably Podcast, baby. That is Talkspace.com/probably. Well, let's break down now our fateful night at Taylor Swift Eras Tour.
Yep. The night to remember.
The night to remember. Okay. First of all, pre that TikTok coming out, which I'm pretty sure is like, I hate to give her the, like, I'm not going to say her name or anything, but I'm pretty sure it's still on her fucking like page.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you. I literally saw.
You blocked her.
Yeah. I was like, I have to go.
So Kyle and I have the best time ever. We are so elated that Turdy Lou and that whole crew from New York are coming in. They all came in. They had a suite. We were going to join them in the suite, but they decided to do theirs on Saturday night. Because a lot of them were working, so they needed to come in on Saturday, on Friday, and then go Saturday. Anyways, Kyle and I had already bought. Kyle was in the trenches of the Taylor Swift American Express Ticketmaster.
Fighting like, for my life.
Hellhole, he was literally fighting for his life. And I had told him, like, I don't care what the cost is. Like, we will be on the floor. Like, I don't fucking care.
I was, like, panic calling you, too, like, multiple times.
He was like, should we get them? Never mind, they're out of the cart. Okay, we got these. Never mind, they're out of the cart. And I was like, okay. So I was like, just run the card, Kyle. Just run the fucking card. So anyways, we get these floor seats that we were so elated to get because, like, again, I know that's triggering for some people to hear because some people waited so long, were in the trenches, and then didn't get a ticket. So yeah. I understand that that's like hard for some people. So that being said, Turdy invited us to their suite. But we were like, listen, we're not fucking giving up these floor seats. And I think at that point we could have made some serious cash by selling the floor seats. Yeah. And I was like, no, ma'am, we are staying here. So that's just to showcase our like just pure love and just elatement to be on the floor for Taylor Swift. So we arrive. I think I've already told this kind of the story on the podcast in general, but like basically no one was like giving us shade or throwing beef or anything around. Like she did not say a word to us, our seatmates. We were standing behind the seats before the show started because we didn't want to like crowd her whenever we were just like chatting and talking and stuff. And then when the show was about to start, we came around and sat in our seats because we were actually the last row, like the backest, the furthest back row you could be in the floor. I mean, I'm like, we're on the floor, but we were the furthest row back. But
but it all was that like squished. So like we didn't want like, we were squished. Very like adamant about being like, we'll stay out here as long as we can just because we don't want to like,
because we didn't want to squish her. Like we were so nice. And then when we came back, I remember here's the thing, guys. I was dressed
dun, dun, dun.
Insane. Okay. But like it was the motherfucking Eras Tour, bitch. No. Like of course I was dressed insane, but I get it. Like she probably saw me immediately and was like, this girl clearly had her fucking glam done for this fucking show. I was spray tanned to the quads and I had like a sequin dress on that was completely see-through, giving Shake It Off era, Fearless era, gold. Anyways, whatever. I never thought anything about it because I'm sorry, I don't judge people that are around us. So I wasn't thinking anything about the girl sitting next to us that was also enjoying the show. I will say, I was actually, maybe not in the beginning because that was her whole like qualm with us that like we were getting her in the footage or whatever. But like for the most part, like I really was cognizant of getting just you and I in the footage. And in the very beginning, you can see in my, I think I still have like an Eras Tour highlight. Like you can see that she's in a couple of the shots and then she's not. Yeah. But like her whole thing was that we ruined her concert experience. Like she posted this whole thing like PSA, if you go to a concert, like, and you act like this girl, but here's where she fucked up. She could have just said like, PSA, if you're filming people, like maybe turn to the person next to you and ask if they would like be okay with being in the background of the film, whatever. She could have really like slayed the house down and just fucking destroyed me. And everyone would have probably been on her side and would have been like, yes, queen, whatever, whatever. Like if she would have called me, I would have given her the perfect approach to troll and she would have like really been successful. But instead she got absolutely fucking murdered online because her approach was like so mean girl and nasty. She was like, PSA, this wannabe influencer that's a fucking nobody in Nashville that thinks she's so fucking hot and showed up late to the Taylor Swift. She didn't even get here on time. And then you literally see me and Kyle there for the two. There's
like,
even
like Phoebe Bridgers before.
Yes. We're like, bitch, there's a fucking countdown. And everyone in the comments, she's there during the countdown. She's like, she wasn't there for the opener. I'm also like, yes, we were. Yes, we were.
And like, just like,
we were just standing behind you to give you room, bitch. Like, I'm sorry. When I first talked about this, I was like, you know what? Like, honestly, like, it's okay. Now I'm like, cunt. Like, she's like, you ruined my little cousin's experience. I'm like, bitch. Like, I don't care.
We really couldn't have been nicer to her.
And we were so kind.
I mean, like, I've been to like past like shows and stuff, like, I've been to pretty much every single tour. Like,
you've been to every single tour.
Not to toot my own horn, but like, literally, like, I've about like dislocated my neck at other shows. Like, I felt like I was like at like on like a water slide, you know, like whenever they like put you in and you're just like stiff and then you like go down. That's literally what I thought. I was like so respectful.
We were so respectful. And then I even did catch on. I was like, oh, you know what, I shouldn't get her in these videos, so like you can see that she's not in many of the other ones.
Smart.
And here's the thing too. Here's the Eras tour. Like, everyone during the Eras tour, we all saw it on TikTok. Everyone's, and this is what I personally love watching on TikTok. I loved watching people's reactions to the songs. And Kyle That's and I scream sing these songs in our day-to-day lives. So, like, I was obsessed with watching the concert. I didn't need to get grainy footage. I mean, I got a ton of fantastic footage of Taylor Swift, actually. Shouts out to the iPhone Zoom feature. But, like, I didn't need a bunch of footage of Taylor Swift's concert. I wanted the memory of me and Kyle there, which is, like, what I kept seeing on TikTok, too, that I was obsessed with watching. Like, everyone's, like, moments and feelings of them watching and listening to the concert. And you guys, there's something just so special and iconic about watching a concert for Taylor Swift through through Kyle's eyes. Like, there's just something really fucking special about that. So anyways, I loved having those photos. I still love having those videos. They're fantastic. So anyways, her approach was terrible. She fucked it up because she's like, wannabe fucking loser influencer girl and da da da. And she was like, filmed herself the whole time, blah blah blah. You guys, at first my heart dropped. Kyle's heart dropped because we immediately, when we got sent this, it was gaining some traction. Okay.
I was eating a factory meal. I couldn't have been more like innocent in my life, like on a couch on a Sunday.
Like, we were like so not prepared for this. And my heart dropped the same way that I find out, like, when people like talk illy about you, like, I don't seek that stuff out anymore. So when people were sending it to me and it was like right in my face, I was like, oh no, I had that like gut feeling that I'm sure you had too.
Yeah.
And then all I had to do was click on the comments. You guys.
No, life-changing, truly.
The comments were writing for us like you've never even understood. There was, I think because I was like, Kyle and I were obsessively looking at them for a little while. There was, out of thousands of comments, like two that were like, yikes, no concert etiquette. Like,
yeah.
And like, everyone else was like, looks like two people having fun at a concert for me. Yikes, this mean girl shit is not what Taylor Swift would want. Anyways, it was just like, everything was A-okay because like, everyone was so fucking here for us for that.
Yeah.
And it just reminded me of what the Taylor Swift community is about. Girls sticking up for girls.
Life, love, and the pursuit of happiness.
That's right. And you know what? I commented on it, which I thought was iconic. And all I commented was, I had a wonderful time ruining everything.
Marvelous.
I had a marvelous.
There we go.
That was the one. Baby. Oh my God, this wine is going to my head ski.
There we go.
I never podcast after 5 p.m. Courtney's like, bitch, you used to podcast at 9 a.m. and take shots of tequila. But not anymore. So that was
our 9-to-5 over here.
Hell yeah, brother. That was our concert abuse that we experienced. And again, I think we're liable for compensation at some point.
Truly, we have to be, because I also haven't even been to like a Drake. Actually, I've been to one Drake concert. Ooh. And that was the other thing. I was like, I looked like I was going to Drake. I was like, how? I dress like this every single day.
Wait,
cartoon character syndrome.
She's back. That's another way she fucked up. Yeah. She was like, they're not even fans. She was like, he looks like he's okay, Kyle. Biggest Swiftie in the world, but Kyle is just not the guy that's coming in wearing like the glitter costume or the jewels on his face. He's just not the guy wearing the Taylor Swift. I could have seen you wearing like a Taylor Swift maybe merch shirt, but you guys, no, Kyle.
Yeah. I mean, I love it. Like,
Kyle wore what Kyle always wears, a black t-shirt and a pair of jeans.
Didn't think twice.
You looked fabulous, Kyle.
Thank you.
You looked amazing and you looked wonderful. And she wrote, like, it was so fucking weird. She was like, he's not even a fan. He was dressed like he was going to a Drake concert. And he was like, I don't know, me, I'm like dying because I'm like, Kyle's the biggest Swiftie in the entire world.
Ironic.
It was just funny. Anyways, so yeah, she fucked up with her mean girl approach and that was her downfall. I could have helped her be a good troll and she could have really crushed it, but she didn't, and she didn't ask for my help, so she got nothing.
Yeah, very sad.
And none for Gretchen Wieners. All right, so what's your favorite album for Taylor Swift?
Red.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, my least.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Wait, what's... Wait.
I mean, I love All Too Well, and I love the All Too Well 10-minute version, but...
And whenever I met her, I was going to ask her to sing that, but she already picked out a surprise song that night.
Wait, there were surprise songs back when she toured?
She would do, like, one on 1989. But yeah, I think mine ended up being like
and
15.
And she sang All Too Well?
No. She sang 15. I was going to ask her to sing. I was like, so, like, have you picked, like... That was, like,
you were going
to
ask her to sing...
One of the last things that I was like... All right. And I should have just said it because after, like...
She wouldn't have told you.
Well, She said that she already picked a song, but like literally like moving forward and after like all that, I'm like, she talks about All Too Well. Like she talks about how people like come up to her and are like, I didn't realize that you love this as much. I was like, I wish I just would have.
Oh, so you would have been one of the ones that said to her.
I just wish I would have said it, but.
One of your biggest regrets in life?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So what did you sing? 15? Wait, that's what we got.
That's what we did get. Oh my gosh. Maybe like I'm magnetic to 15.
Oh my God, you're literally a magnet for 15. Our surprise song was 15.
It's like Aquarius. Is that like your like song? You know, like those memes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Aquarius 15. Can't get away from it.
Yeah. Okay. No, so that was our surprise song. I'm not, like Kyle and I are very, we weren't disappointed with 15. Listen. Who was it? Sorry. Why did I just forget her best friend's name?
Wait, why am I forgetting?
Her best, when you have a best
friend. Oh, you're talking about Abigail. I thought you were talking about mine. I was like, who?
No. Abigail. Abigail was there at our concert in Nashville.
Wait, yes.
That's why they sang 15. To be honest,
it was so cute.
We were really close to the tent that we could see. So like, I was like looking like.
It was very cute.
It was cute. But
she did like a cute little shout out.
But I'm still like, love. I got really jealous of everyone else. I get other surprise songs, but it's fine. We'll be appreciative.
Well, and I want to, woulda, coulda, shoulda, or yeah. Woulda, shoulda, coulda, at this point in All Mesh Together. But I watch now. Everyone's going to be like, you aren't a fan. come we're for me, fans. Guys. I'm ready.
You guys, we're fans.
The Swifties are coming.
We're Taylor Swift fans. We're just drunk.
No, but we got, that was Sunday night.
We got to, yeah.
The rain night. And I was like.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know you guys love, Taylor loves a rain show. You guys all said you loved a rain show. I am so fucking glad I was not there for the rain show. I would have hated it.
I would have been swept away.
I would have hated it. Me, don't like that shit. I would have not been happy. Okay, so what's your favorite era of Taylor Swift? Like, not her era's tour, but like, what's your favorite era that she's been in? It doesn't have to be.
1989.
Really?
That was, yeah, very quick.
Okay.
I loved like the like crop top and like the like. What are they like the little like skirt things?
Yeah.
Like what are they called?
Did you like when she was like obsessed with dating them. Harry Styles? Like you loved that version of her?
Wait, I loved Calvin.
Oh, that was her in 1989.
Yeah. So like
the teacher corrects the student.
No, I love that.
I always forget they dated for so long.
Yeah, I feel like it was like a year or two.
Remember whenever they broke up and then someone like commented something and he commented back like, she's working, like, nah, I'm good, she can say whatever she wants, I'm good, I'm just sitting here eating my cereal minding my business. And then he like wrote and was like, sorry, someone hacked my account. Like
what?
No, Calvin Harris, you wrote that.
No, 1000%.
Like Calvin, you responded to a comment and it wasn't even that crazy, but you wrote that. And he like, his publicist came out was like, Calvin's account was hacked. And I'm like,
oh my gosh, it's like
when no, it, was it
like
wasn't
a non-thread thing.
Yeah, I was like, no, it wasn't hacked.
Yeah, no, he's okay. Guilty.
What do you agreed? Guilty. All right, get a taste of M. All right, it is a hot new collection of craveable intimates from Maidenform, and I love Maidenform so much because they are a brand with a whole lot of history. They have been around since the very first bras, and now they're bringing you a new kind of classic, which are basically the chicest basics you've ever seen in your life. But they're anything but basic. They're just like amazing. So M is a collection from Maidenform, which is a brand, like I said, with 100 years of innovation and category leadership. They basically wrote the book on bras. And when it comes to bras, I feel like we as women, we want someone to know what they're doing. So M is their next juicy chapter, and you have to feel it to believe it. I try to show it on Instagram, but like you have to feel this fabric to see this yummy, buttery, soft feel. It is feeling way more expensive than it is because it is such a great style that will not break the bank. Okay, the price point is just amazing for the quality of the bras and on-trend designs that are made from stretchy, comfy fabrics in incredible colors. I am obsessed with their blue color they have. It's like this gorgeous cobalt blue. It just looks so good. And then of course, I know it's not a color, but they have this nude that is the perfect nude because it gets tricky, and it's the perfect nude to put under a white top. It doesn't show, seamless. M can be worn as innerwear like I was just talking about, or as outerwear. I wear that blue one like to the gym or just in general to style it. You can style it to your taste, create looks that serve you or for no one else to see. So M is cheeky, playful, confident. I want you to feel as confident as your bra makes you feel. And that is what it does. Okay. So if you guys want to try out M's fierce new fits with gorgeous details and innerwear that is cute enough to actually wear out, because y'all know I'd be wearing bras out to the club. Okay. So visit maidenform.com and use code probablypod20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. That's maidenform.com. Use code probablypod20 for 20% off your first order. What, okay, everyone wants to know about her and Travis. Do you think they're in game? I do.
I think so.
Okay, obviously.
1000%.
Are you like loving her being in love or whatever?
No, I love it so much.
Me too.
Like, I'm just happy that she's like out and about. I feel like Joe like kept her in like in a fucking cell.
But do you think it was him or her?
I don't know, because I'm all about like a private relationship.
I don't think Joe, I don't know why me, I'm not trying to stand up for the dude here, but why do I feel like he wasn't like, this has to stay private? Like, wouldn't he want the publicity?
Maybe.
Like, I think she was like, you guys remember in Miss Americana? She was literally like, you guys forced me to stay away. I like literally hid myself because I thought that's what you guys wanted.
That's horrible. Yeah.
So I feel like she was like hiding her relationship and stuff away. And then she finally just found peace and happiness with Travis. So she's like, okay, fine, I'll show myself. I love seeing her in paparazzi photos and going to dinners with
Living
Blake.
Her best life.
Just having her best life and best time ever. Just wearing all of these fucking snake boots and making everyone think Reputation was coming out. And then she's coming out with the fucking new album.
TBD, baby.
Oh my God, I cannot wait. We'll have to do a listening party with you guys.
No, I'm so excited. I really can't wait.
Me too. I feel like it's going to be some of her best work.
Just even like the like the covers and everything, like all the vinyls she's like rolling out. I'm like,
my favorite albums are Folklore and Evermore, which is not what people ever really say.
I love Folklore.
Evermore, actually,
the one is like my favorite.
The one you do love, the one. Evermore is probably more so my favorite than Folklore. I love.
I can see that.
What did you think about her and Joe? Did you think her and Joe were gonna last? I thought they were gonna get married.
No, I thought it was like, I thought they were done. Like, I thought they were like carving initials and like trees.
Literally. And he was like writing on her songs. Like, does he still get credit or did she have some like write up that's like, you'll never make money again after this?
I actually don't know how that stuff works. And like, I'm actually very curious to know because I'm like,
because I still love Sweet Nothing. So sometimes I'm like, I shouldn't play this. He's just going to keep getting money.
Smart. We got to exile it.
Smart.
Take it off the record, Taylor, if you're listening.
Take it off the fucking record. Okay.
PEMDAS, baby.
Let's see. What's one of your icks that you have for me? Go ahead. I'll start. One of my icks that I have for one of my icks that I have for Kyle, there's two. One, it's not an ick, it's a compliment and an ick. Kyle is a steel vault. He will not say shit about anyone. It's really noble of you, but like, I'm literally his best fucking friend. And I don't know why he like, it'll be like a really innocent tidbit of gossip that I'll be asking about. I'll be like, oh, so and so that you were just with last weekend, is she still dating so and so? And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, you do know. And he's like,
who? What? He's when, like, where, why, how?
No, it's weird. I don't know. He immediately avoids. And also, I'm not in the business of making my best friends feel uncomfortable. So I usually like pull back. But like, I always forget. And so I always ask him, I'm like, oh yeah, so and so, whatever happened with her and da da da. Or like, oh my God, did she get fired? And he's always like,
so the weather.
He's always like, I don't know. Weird. Anyways. And I'm like, oh my God. And it's a good thing, right? Because I know that anything I tell Kyle, he'll never tell anyone else. But also I'm like, fucking spill the tea, bitch. Like, spill the fucking tea. But he won't. He's such a fucking steel vault. Like, he really is. Unless it's someone we like just mutually both just like don't fuck with. And then he's like, oh yeah, let me fucking tell you about this. But like, I'll be asking the most innocent of questions of gossip. And he'll be like, no.
Yeah, I'm like, you signed, sealed, delivered.
Fucking no. Okay,
to the grave it goes.
That's an ick, unless it applies to me. And then one time, you don't do this anymore, so it's like a past ick. But one time, Kyle did this for a solid like 6 months straight. He did this. He did this. And at one time I got so angry because I always was like, don't do that.
I never noticed. I don't think I realized how angry you were. Like, I thought that like probably half the time I thought that you were joking. And sometimes I was like,
This one day I was like, I'm not fucking around, Kyle. If you do that one more fucking time, I swear to God, I'm literally. So Kyle would do this thing. I don't know what it was, like an anxiety tick. He always goes, it's an anxiety tick. Like, no, it's not, exhaling, bitch. He would go, okay, you guys are gonna be like, what are you fucking talking about? But this is what he would do. Yeah. If there was any silent moment in a conversation, like, I mean any silent moment, he would go like this. He would fart.
It was more of an inhale, exhale.
No,
some
it
people
wasn't.
Take deep breaths. I did that. I don't know what.
Kyle, I would literally, Courtney's not okay.
It was always like so.
Kyle.
It would always just happen.
Kyle, we would be like, someone would be literally being like, yeah, so I don't know, I just had a really, really hard day at work. And he'd be like,
21 days to make a habit. And I like really went with it. I should have stopped
doing
it.
And then I'd go, Kyle, I'm serious. I fucking do not like when you do that. It really fucking annoys me. And he'd go, okay, sorry.
At that point, it had to be messing around with you. It had to have been.
And I got so angry. And he doesn't do it anymore. But there
I moved on.
There was a time in your life. Give us one for old time's sakes. Throw one out. Throw one down, baby.
Okay, wait. It's hard for me to like do these things like
it's
on
not.
Tea. Like.
No. Do the moan. Oh, you're embarrassed now? Yeah.
It was not that. It was more like that.
Yeah, that was it.
That's what it was. Do that one. Don't do any of the other ones. That third one was not great.
Oh God. It was the bane of my existence. That was the biggest dick. Like, I really got on. And you know what? I would talk to his other friends about it. I'd be like, did he do that fucking? They'd be like, fart man. Yeah. 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 He does
it
that.
It had to have been like a stress or like something like mechanic. Like that's even like weird. Even I don't know what it was, but somehow it was ingrained in my head.
You were about fucking. You were about three more times away from being.
It's like the ABCs.
Banned from being within a 200-yard basis of a elementary school. No, you're just doing the fart now. See, you're embarrassed. Like, you're embarrassed of your own actions.
Because I don't. Was it really that much of a moan? I feel like it was
Kyle.
More like,
yes. Yes. No. You're acting like it was a breath. It was a moan.
That sounds like turtles mating.
You're so fucking annoying. Okay, great segue. What would you do if someone that...
Red Lobster?
You meet someone that you're obsessed with. You're into them. You're like, I want to date this person. Okay. They pull their phone out. It's a Google Pixel.
Absolutely not.
What would you
Run
do?
For the hills.
What would you do?
Run for the hills.
What if you meet someone on Bumble? Kyle extended his Bumble. I don't know what this means because I've never had a Bumble, but you
fish were in the sea.
You like loved Sitting. What you saw in Miami so Miami. Much that you extended. He literally like paid $10 to like keep his location in Miami for a week. Mm-hmm. Were there any prospects out of that?
Nope.
Damn it. Not okay. One. What if you like really fell in love with someone? You were so obsessed with them from Bumble. And then you were like, here's my number. Text me. And then they texted you and it was green.
No.
No, Kyle.
Green is like a no. Like I.
Green, what would you? Would you, really what, would to, you what would you say? Tell me what you would say because maybe you would think maybe they're in airplane mode, maybe something else is going on.
Oh wait, that is true. See, I don't think about those things. I just see it and I'd be like, question mark.
What would you say to them? Like, hey, what's up? Like, why are your messages green?
Yeah, I'd be like, is there something going on here? I don't know. Like, I feel like I definitely investigate, but like, I feel like I get. I really you Shannon you know me you,
what's
I would
crazy
literally
is,
freak out and I would literally I just, like I would I couldn't even like resp- like
that's what
truly
funny.
And I don't mean that in like a harsh
he's
way like
not,
I really would freak out
you
I'd
guys,
be like I would think I'd getting like I was getting hacked or something
he's not being funny we're gonna
no,
end the podcast
like,
here
I really did freak
I know
out.
You guys are like he would come up with something funny to say back no he would screenshot it to me and go what the fuck do I do and I'd be like Kyle the messages are green. It's not that big of a deal. You said you had a connection with them.
Code
like,
red,
you loved it. Like, you were having the best conversation. He'd be like, Shannon, what the fuck do I even say back? Like, you would freak
no,
out.
No, I freak out. iPhones truly rule the world.
They really do, Kyle. Okay, last question. What do you think about the Nashville STK?
The Hobby Lobby art on the walls. You know, I used to frequent that place.
Why?
For happy hour. And the happy hour, I will say, is really good.
Your office is above it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so.
The STK here is such a flop.
And
if you're coming to Nashville,
I went to the
Vegas
one.
No, no.
Like, it was
It's amazing.
Incredible.
The Vegas one's amazing. There's another location I've been to that's amazing. They were saying they were opening one up in Nashville. We all lost our fucking marbles.
Yeah.
It is from day one. I don't know if they're just absolutely tanking and losing money, but their like principal and pride won't let them like close down. Or if they're just booking enough bachelorette trips that it doesn't matter and they're like breaking even. But it is the worst restaurant in Nashville.
No, yeah.
Quote me on it. They reach out to influencers all the time. We're like, we'd love to offer you $4,000 to brunch. I'm like, I bet the fuck you would. No, they never offer that much. But like, you know what I mean? They're always out here like, come to our brunch. And I'm like, nobody's coming.
So go to Iberian Pig.
Iberian Pig. Iberian Pig.
That's the place to be.
Optimist. Oh my God, you know what? Next episode that you and I do, let's just do like a, everyone's always asking for a Nashville guide. Let's do a Nashville guide.
Wait, I was going to say mukbang. I really did.
The pickle.
I really did.
If I make it right now, will you eat?
What is the pickle?
Will you eat a chamoy pickle with me?
Is that gout safe? I'm really on a thin line right now.
I do not think it's
chamoy. Is sodium gout?
Are you gonna Google is a chamoy pickle gout safe?
Wait, but like I feel like people like eat those.
They
right?
do, of course they do.
Yeah,
I want to. Will you eat it with me, please?
People put them like around like margaritas. They literally put chamoy around margaritas. Texas people, chime in. I need you, and I can't hear you right now, but I know for a fact that you know that they put chamoy on.
Chamoy is a flavoring.
Margaritas.
Chamoy is a flavoring.
Yes,
but the chamoy pickle on TikTok where they cover it in candy.
Oh, what? No, I have not seen that.
Nope. What?
Do you have those on
you
hand?
You know why you haven't seen that? Because your fucking TikTok for you page. We can't talk about it on here. You guys, we're going to have to end the podcast here. Follow along on Instagram or YouTube. I'm going to do a chamoy pickle. I'm going to do a... what do you call it? I'm just going to eat one on camera, okay? So Kyle has too much gout. He can't eat it.
I'll observe.
It has candy in it. Can you not eat it if it has candy in it?
What is... There's candy in chamoy? No. I thought it was just like tahine.
Oh my God. I'll show you later. I'll show you later.
All right.
Guys, thank you so much for being here. I'm like low-key. I'm like kind of fucked up.
Wait, really?
Yeah, kind of. It's fun. I love it. Should we cook dinner for James?
Yeah,
let's let's make him cook dinner for us.
Oh my gosh. Wait, what is he doing? He's been so quiet.
Good point.
So respectful. I love it.
He should be fucking cooking dinner for us is what he should be doing. Love you so much with my whole heart.
I love you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here.
I love you so much.
Welcome to the Ellen Show.
What an honor to be here.
You guys, right before we started, he goes, anyways, thanks again. Not on camera. He goes, thanks again for welcoming me into your world. And I was like, what the fuck, bitch? Don't fucking ever say that shit to me.
I was
again.
In shock. I didn't know what to do. I saw so many cameras and lights. It was
really love wild. You so much. Tune in tomorrow. Not tomorrow. Next week is the very last episode for probably a podcast. It's going to be a good one before we go on a 5-week break. But we are not on a total break. If you guys want to come to a live show, we still have live show tickets available. We're going to be in the Midwest. We're going to be in the Bergs. We're going to be in Pittsburgh. We're going to be in Philly. We're going to be in Boston. We're going to be in Indy, Kansas City. We're going to be in fucking St. Louis. Kyle will be at the St. Louis show.
St. Louis, baby, STL.
Yes. And of course, on 420, light one up for me because we are a part of the Nashville Comedy Fest. And by we, I mean me, myself, and I am performing at the TPAC. There are 1,200 tickets. There are plenty of seats left. Come support your girl.